suggestion of rhyming rather than repetition, Malcolm. So I come at this just to briefly introduce myself, because I know most of you, especially from Korea, don't know me. I come at this from, I guess, two perspectives. First of all, my research in this area is really on how attitudes in South Korea driven by civil society have changed over the decades. So how perceptions and usages of the North Korean phenomenon, the North Korean state, were put forward by both the authoritarian states during the 70s and 80s, and also then how the progressive movement latched on to North Korea as an alternative, and the whole idea of unification and democracy, and the way they interacted with each other. So I'm really interested in the current perspectives of South Korean government, because I think in a lot of ways it represents a really big shift in Korea. I mean, we haven't seen a conservative government in Korea talk like this, and I think that's really hopeful, and I think it's really thoughtful, and I think I think this happens wherever you are in the world, where you've got a divide between between conservatives and progressives. When you get this kind of perspective coming out of a conservative government, it comes across as more pragmatic than ideological. So I think that from that perspective, it's really interesting for the outside world to look in on Korea. And the second perspective that I come at this from is an Australian one. You know, I teach Australian foreign policy to like 500 first year students. We talk a lot about how can Australia differentiate itself from the US, but at the same time have this really strong alliance. And I think that Australia could learn a lot of good lessons from South Korea. And Dr. Lee asked a question about how does Australia manage to hedge, right? This, I think, is a really interesting question that I hadn't thought about South Koreans asking. But I think Australians can also might also say to South Korea, well, how do you, on this very key security issue, how is it that this alliance relationships remain so strong between the US and the ROK, and at the same time there's often very varying perspectives within governments? And I think that the answer to that question is quite obvious to people who look at Korean security seriously, but I don't think it's obvious to people who look at this in a less serious way. So I guess there's one or two things I just wanted to talk about. I think that this idea of trust politic is really interesting in the way it coalesces with the NAPSI foreign policy initiatives that the Park administration is putting forward. Because on the face of it, of course, the idea of trust politic with North Korea, as Leonard pointed out, is kind of pie in the sky. I mean, North Korea is totally resistant to this idea of liberal values and institution building and trust and cooperation, because its very existence seems to rely on a lack of transparency, right? But at the same time, and I think that perspective that of course North Korea would never succumb to this kind of trust politic, I think that drives, unfortunately, a lot of policy at the moment. I think it drives US policy at the moment. I mean, you saw Obama talking a lot about normalizing relations with North Korea and Cuba when he was campaigning for the first presidential election. And it seems that he's come to the conclusion, or this administration has come to the conclusion, that they don't have the kind of political capital you need to deal with North Korea, because there are so many ups and downs. Aidan Foster Carter talks about it as a game of snakes and ladders with North Korea, right? So you go along and you climb the ladder and you make some progress, and then you go down further than when you started, but you're still slowly, slowly gaining momentum. And it takes a lot of patience among the society in which you're living, in which you're promoting such policy, for that kind of approach. And South Korea is in this really unique position where it's a middle power, it has a strong alliance relationship with the United States, but it also has this kind of moral authority on North Korea, whereby there's a real understanding, as many people have pointed out today, that without peace on the Korean Peninsula, you're not going to get a broader peace in Northeast Asia, not a stable one anyway, not one in which you can have a nuclear weapons-free zone. And so, just to finish, I think what concerns me, or is curious to me, I should say, from the outside, is that there's been so much positive rhetoric from the current South Korean government about trust politic, and indeed quite a few positive concrete steps towards North Korea, talking about restarting humanitarian aid. There's been some interesting perspectives from people who you wouldn't necessarily put in the progressive camp towards dropping sanctions or starting up Mount Kumkang again. And Hong Seok-kyun, who was the South Korean ambassador to the US, wrote a very interesting piece, which I'm sure many of you saw. And there he talked about how he invoked this idea of Urinara, and he invoked the idea of seeing North Korea as an opportunity rather than a threat. And I think that's something that South Korea is better at doing than other states. And also talked about how unification needs to be the long-term vision, but in the medium term we need to build on small steps. And of course this is what NAPSI is all about. It's about looking at soft security, it's about putting your hard security issues aside for now until we have trust. And yet at the same time you've got the South Korean president on the international stage talking about unification as a bonanza or as a jackpot, talking about unification as something that seems to be a South Korean thing. And I wonder, I guess, how those two things go hand in hand, and whether it's possible to expect North Korea to just kind of ignore that and say, okay, we think you're sincere on the trust-building side of things. So I'm interested in hearing the South Korean perspective on what from the outside looks like a disconnect between the trust politic NAPSI efforts, and some of those efforts have been, I think, borne some fruit, but also at the same time the President's UN General Assembly speech, in which there's still this kind of hardline approach towards South Korea being the answer to the problems on the peninsula.